Do you love your life as a small business owner? Let's be real, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love through practical, actionable tips, tools, and tactics, interviews with creative and curious small business owners, and in-depth coaching episodes with me, your host, Fiona Kalacki. With more than 20 years experience in marketing, brand, content, and systems, and having now helped thousands of small business owners, I know what it takes to build a business that you can be proud of and that actually aligns with your values, your beliefs, and your hopes for the future. So much of our daily life is spent working on and in the businesses and the brands that we are creating. And so it makes sense to actually love what you do. So let's get into this podcast and help you figure out how to love your business and your life on the daily. Hello and welcome to episode 536 of the My Daily Business podcast. Today, it's a coaching episode, and this is a really important one no matter where you are in your business. If you are not in a position to be able to take notes, don't worry, you can always read the whole transcript, I think now on Apple Podcasts, but you can also find the key information over on our website at mydailybusiness.com/podcast/536, as this is episode 536. As I said, today's podcast is really important no matter where you are in business. But before we jump into that, I want to let people know that group coaching is officially open. The waitlist is open. If you want to go on over to mydailybusiness.com/group coaching, you can join the waitlist, and that allows you to be the first to know when we have the interviews lined up. You also get a whole bunch of perks if you decide to go forward with group coaching that people who are not on the waitlist do not get. So again, if you're listening and you feel like you get a lot from this podcast, then imagine what you would get from 12 months of group coaching with myself and other small business owners. That is kicking off in September, and it runs for roughly 12 to 14 months. We meet every 2 weeks, and there's a whole bunch of goodies involved in that, including access to all of our courses and our AI chat group. If you're interested, head on over to mydailybusiness.com/group coaching. And lastly, before we jump in, I want to, of course, acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians on the land on which I run my group coaching program and record this podcast and all the things, and that is the Wobberong and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. All right, let's get into today's coaching episode. If you saw the episode title, you will know that today's coaching episode is really about the power of documenting your business life. And I know that there'll be people that are listening to this that instantly are going, oh, this is just a like document, don't create kind of Gary Vee thing that he's been talking about for, I don't know, at least the last 10 years. But it's not, he's not the first to talk about it. This has been around since the dawn of time, this concept. And there's a reason that it's so powerful for small business owners today, just as it's been powerful for literally centuries since we've been trading. So the first thing is just this idea about documenting your business life is somehow new or trendy. It's absolutely not. Like, think about it. If you went to a butcher in, I don't know, the 1940s or 1950s, they would have probably told you about the farm where they got their meat from. They could have told you what their day had been like. Maybe they went to the same church or synagogue or whatever as you. Maybe they were telling you about their thoughts of the politics or what was happening in the era at the time. If you've ever had a tradie at your house, and for anyone listening outside of Australia, a tradie is our way of shortening tradesperson. So it could be a plumber, electrician, painter, etc. So if you've had them at your house for any period of time, like let's say a week, you are going to hear about their day. You will hear about, so often I've heard about government changes that are affecting their work. I've heard about what admin systems they're using, where they get their coffee from, or the fact that they don't drink coffee. I've actually had three tradespeople recently who don't drink coffee, and they've been like super into their fitness. And then we had a whole conversation about matcha and if they've tried that. We also have lots of conversations about how they're dealing with challenges from suppliers and how maybe this timber you can't get anymore in the state that I live in. And so we're exchanging these kinds of stories and ideas since the dawn of time. This is not a new thing, this whole like document your life, document your business. It's not something that Gary Vee just owns and that he came up with. The problem, I think, is that sometimes people don't see documenting as actually part of their marketing. And I think what's happened is that we have this hugely capitalist society that people have taken marketing to mean only sales messages and only putting out sales messages instead of connection messages. And this whole thing of like documenting your life, showing more of who you are, showing all the behind the scenes, that is driving connection. And I've always, always said that marketing is all about connection. It's about driving connection. It's about building community, creating relationships that, yes, sometimes lead to sales, but it's not only about sales. So when I talk about documenting your business life, I'm talking about showing the real work that goes into what you do, the decisions you make, the challenges you face, and yet the wins and all the good things that happen as well as the stuff that's hard. Okay, so you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, but what does that actually look like in practice? Are you regularly showing things like behind the scenes content? Are you showing things that make you happy in your work? Are you, I don't know, sharing frameworks or tools that you're using? Are you showing yourself, I don't know, cleaning up the store before you open, rearranging the merchandise, how you choose which merchandise to put where? Even things like, do you find that when people walk into your store, most of them turn left or they turn right? And if you're like, everyone always turns left, that's why we have XYZ merchandise here. Or we find that when we change up, I don't know, the right side of the windows, more people are turning right. Like, these things are actually quite interesting to people who are watching and consuming your content. I had a client years ago, and she's an interior designer. And I think so often, and this example will prove it, we are so close to what we do that we think it's not that actually interesting. And we had talked about this exact thing. All her images were beautiful. She had like finished products, her finished, you know, designs, it all looked very beautiful. But what she wasn't showing was the work that went into those finished products. So once a week, she started doing I think it was an Instagram story. This is before Reels. And she would show herself visiting like fabric wholesalers or tile suppliers, showing how she actually chose materials and how she put things together. And it wasn't her face to camera. She was definitely somebody who was a little shyer in that regard. It was just like her hands with mood boards or pieces of fabric. And it was amazing to see the response that people had from like people who were following her, people who had been like sent that from somebody else, people in her industry as well, her peers, because they were like, oh, now I get to see all the work that goes into that beautiful finished product. And also when it does come time to like sell, people understand the value because they're like, oh, I see how much goes into this. It's not just like, oh, this takes 3 months. It's like, oh no, this is a 12-month project. And that behind the scenes kind of content is still something that a lot of people don't do in their business, even though concepts like Get Ready With Me content have been popular for years and years and years. And way back like 20 something years ago before social media, we were doing behind the scenes in print magazines. Everyone would flip to the back and look at like behind the scenes in an editorial shoot or behind the scenes at the venue when we were booking it out for, I don't know, a photo shoot or behind the scenes at a club or whatever it was. People love that content. And there's still so much opportunity here that lots and lots of business owners are not getting in touch with. I have a weekly email, my Sunday email, and I've been sending that for 7 years. If you are not part of that, go on over to mydailybusiness.com/subscribe and you can get onto the list. But every Sunday I send that and I often share behind the scenes glimpses into my life as a business owner. I might share like something that's happened to my family that week or a conversation that I've had with a client. I could also share like a challenge that I'm working through or something I've learned. It's very personal. And the key is that in some channels, you may be more personal than others. So I'm very personal. I would say the most personal in the Sunday email. And that is kind of, I guess, a little bit of a reward for people that are on that email. I'm also quite personal in this podcast. I would say there's less personal stuff on, say, Instagram or LinkedIn. And so you can still have content that is slightly tweaked or different across different channels. But in some channels, you definitely want to have this kind of authentic sharing. And it needs to happen somewhere because in your business communication, that is really how you're building community and connection. And the beautiful thing about this approach is that it really does help people connect with you as a human being, not just as a business. Because when people feel connected to you personally, and I know I've felt like this with lots of different business owners, they're more likely to trust you professionally. And I've had so many replies to my Sunday email over the years being like, oh my goodness, I feel so seen, or this is exactly how I've been feeling this week, or oh my gosh, you're reading my mind. And it really drives this connection, whether it is people relaying something really difficult that they're going through, like a business partnership breakup, or a partnership breakup in real life as well, like with their romantic partner, or something that's happened with their children. Like, I am showing that vulnerability and connection, and likewise, it is coming back to me. And I know that people think, oh, well, that's really easy in a service-based business. It's less easy in a product-based business. Yes, sometimes it is less easy. However, there are still going to be stories. There's still going to be storytelling behind particular products or product names or something that is driving that genuine humanness in your content and in your marketing. If you're listening this far, thank you. But if you're listening and thinking, well, how do you actually start documenting this? Here are some really practical tips. The first is just start with a weekly calendar. You can download a free weekly planner from our website at mydailybusiness.com/freestuff. Look at your week and look at the things that you regularly do. It could be you go for a walk before work. That is something I do, and I often document it. I show me out on a walk, or I show something I've picked up on the walk, or I show like a little love heart leaf. I often, you know, bring them home for my youngest son. He's always like, can you bring me something from your walk? And I love the amount of eucalyptus leaves you can see that are in love heart shapes. It could be something else, like just some thought that I've had. It could be a podcast that I'm listening to on my walk and I share the podcast. So it's really behind the scenes, but it's also looking at stuff that I do all the time. So I'm not having to like start from scratch. It could be the way that you make your coffee before a team meeting. It could be, I don't know, your process for preparing for client calls, or how you organize your shop, or how you organize your workspace. Anything that you do regularly that makes for easy content because you don't have to start from scratch. And this content could be repurposed across YouTube, YouTube Shorts, Pinterest ads, Facebook ads, you know, like all sorts of things. There is an amazing content creator. She came on the podcast a little while ago called Jessie Francis. Her account is called Cappuccinos and Consignment. Now, one thing she has done for years and years is narrate whilst she's making her coffee. So when you're watching the video, it's her coffee machine, it's the coffee cups, it's the little pods that she puts in the coffee, but you're listening to what she is talking about. And she does it every single day. So, or I think very, very close to every single day. And so it's almost like you are having a coffee with her. Now, that is the same kind of content, like literally just recording the coffee machine. And it's not like, oh my God, it's the most visually incredible content, but it's a way of connecting. And it's really documenting, yep, I'm up, I'm making my coffee. She also documents like her train journeys or other things that she's doing. So first, start with your weekly calendar and have a look at the things that you're already doing that you could start documenting. The second thing is to look out for the ordinary that's actually extraordinary. And that is something that I see all the time with clients. It's the things that you think are really normal, like how you source materials, how you prepare for a busy day, how you wind down after a challenging meeting, how you finish up, you know, the shop, what podcast or Spotify list you're playing in the shop that you dance around to. These are often fascinating to people who don't know what you do or who don't do what you do. I love when I watch some of my retail clients, they will just talk to the camera while they're packing orders, and they pack these things and they look so beautiful and gift wrapped. And I'm not the best gift wrapper, honestly. I try, but I'm not perfect with the corners. And so sometimes I'm just looking at it and I'm kind of mesmerized. And yet, for that person who's probably packing like 100 orders that week, it's just something that they do. And they can literally talk to the camera while they do it because they don't need to focus that much because it's almost second nature. These are things that you think are super ordinary that are actually quite interesting to other people. I mean, how many of us have watched, maybe it's just me, but not, it's not because there are millions of people that watch this content. How many of us have watched just somebody tidying up, like tidying up their kitchen and talking to you? And you're like, huh, because it's such a normal thing, but it's interesting to watch. So that's the second. Just look for ordinary things that are actually kind of extraordinary. And if you don't know what's extraordinary, just ask your audience or ask a friend, like, would you think this is interesting? And they might be like, yeah. Or people choosing what they're wearing that day, or people, I don't know, choosing like how they put their coffee together or how they like froth their milk. I have worked in cafes a long, long time ago. I used to work for years in cafes making like coffee. And even for me, it's still interesting to watch somebody make their coffee, even though I used to do that like when I was like 17. But the third thing then is Think about your decision-making process, because people love seeing how decisions get made. I mean, this is really what a whole lot of reality TV is based on. It's decisions. And like, why did they do that? And what led them to that? And where do we think they're going to go with this? So if you're choosing between, I don't know, two suppliers, or you're deciding on a new service offering, or you're deciding on if you should put the cups on this particular shelf in your retail store, or you should put the cups a bit lower, or you think, should I merchandise with the bags in the front, or should I merchandise with the cushions in the front? Like, that is the stuff that people actually want to get involved with. They want to see, I mean, even as simple as how you decide what to post on social media. Document that process. People love this stuff. Fourth, share your learning moments. I do this all the time. So when you discover a new tool, or you read a book, or you listen to a podcast, or you hear something that changes how you feel, or gives you the impetus to have a conversation around it, or shifts your perspective, share it. People love to learn alongside you. Literally, I'm recording this right now in Descript, which is a tool I use, an AI tool. You can find the link to it in the little Apple podcast or Spotify section, wherever you're listening to this. Or you can find it on our website as well. And I found Descript really, really useful. Now, I did a reel on how Descript allows you to take out your ums and ahs and likes and your nos. And that reel did really, really well. I had lots of engagement. I had loads of people sharing it and, saving it. But I also had a lot of DMs from people. It elicited a lot of conversation. And it was also me showing, like, hey, I'm using this tool. I think it's useful. And I know a lot of you out there are creating content as well. People love to learn with you. So don't be scared of sharing your learning moments. Emma Greed is a person that people are talking about nonstop. I love how, like, suddenly she's become into the ethos. I feel like people have been following her for years and years and years. And even when they saw her very years ago in like the behind the scenes of the Good American store or something on Kardashians, and everyone, you know, those of us like me who are researchers rushed to be like, who is she? Why is she in it? Who is she? And then you're like, oh my God, she's actually the co-owner of everything. Anyway, she is having her moment for sure. But something that she does a lot is literally repost quotes or create quotes and be like, learned this today, or love that I've learned. It is all that sharing, learning. People love that stuff. Fifth, don't forget the challenges. So obviously you don't want to be one of those people that's just constantly sharing negative, but if you have challenges, share appropriately those challenges, like maybe how you're adapting to new technology, or dealing with a supply chain issue, or I guess anything that maybe you've dealt with from staff in the past. Maybe don't be, you know, ratting on your staff whilst they're still working for you, but it could be going through a difficult project. It could be dealing with, I don't know, sick kids while you're also trying to keep the business running. Like, see things for how they make you human. And people love that. They love to see your humanity. They love to see that business isn't always easy for you. I think sometimes we can all just have this perception that it's really easy for everyone out there. I know that when I've shared some hard things, people are always like, oh, like, hard stuff does happen to you. I'm like, yes, it does. None of us will get through business unscathed. So those are some key things to just start. So start with your weekly calendar. Look for ordinary things that are actually extraordinary. Think about your decision-making process, and if you can document that, share any learning moments, and don't forget the challenges. But all of this, you want to make it sustainable. So the key to making this work long-term is trying to have the whole documentation be part of your regular routine, rather than something that you have to remember to do, and then you do once or twice, and then you just don't do it anymore. You want to try and build documentation into your existing processes. So if you're already taking photos of like your work for your own records, then take a few extra shots that could be used for social media. If you are, I don't know, writing client notes, then jot down a few thoughts that could become content. Or maybe literally just film yourself, put like the phone in front of you whilst you're typing up those notes. If you are going to see a fabric wholesaler or something like that, and, you know, just as you're entering, or maybe after you leave, be like, have I taken some photos? Have I taken some things that could be shared? Use your phone. You don't need fancy schmancy equipment. Some of the best behind the scenes content is shot really quickly on a phone, and it feels very authentic. It feels like you're along for the journey with the person. It feels immediate, all of that. The other thing, and I say this with all content, is batch it. Batch your documentation. If you know you're going to have a really busy week in a workshop, or you're going to have a busy week in your studio, or you've got, you know, back-to-back client calls, set aside a few minutes to document multiple moments that you can then share throughout the week or throughout the month. You may just batch and create a whole bunch of content on one day, and then that is content that can live on over and over for weeks, if not months, on end. And the other thing that I want to stress is that this is not just about creating content for the sake of content. When you consistently document your business life, you are building trust, you're building connection, you're building a community that is kind of checking in with you, and you're showing them not just what you do, but the whole why you do it and how you do it. And this is that whole concept that everyone knows of know, like, and trust. You know, people buy from businesses they know, like, and trust. When someone is seeing a behind the scenes content consistently, they start to feel like they know you. People say this all the time with the podcast when they meet me. They're like, oh my God, I feel like we're friends. I feel like I know you, because they're so used to listening to this podcast twice a week, every week. And I'm so used to just talking, riffing and hoping that it makes sense and saying stuff that's going on, whether it's like, oh my God, it's so cold in Melbourne right now, or, oh, this happened with my 12-year-old. And I'll hear from people who are like, oh my God, I've got a 12-year-old or I've got a 10-year-old. And yeah, same thing. When your content is real and when it's helpful and when it's maybe entertaining sometimes, people start to like you. It's like a real human. When you meet somebody and they're funny or they're vulnerable or whatever, it builds up this ability to like them, to see them as real people. And then when you're transparent about your processes and challenges, they start to trust you. So that is it really for today. It's about documenting your business life, and it's not about jumping on the latest social media trend. It's about connecting with your audience in a really genuine, human way, and that a way that has been working since the dawn of time, long before social media, long before Gary Vee, long before anything. Since we began trading, people were talking and sharing stories. And the key here is to, you know, start small. You don't have to have suddenly a vlogger's 24 hours in my day life from start to finish Monday to Friday if you've never done this before. Start small. Be consistent. And remember that ordinary parts of your business day are often quite extraordinary to people who are in a different industry, or maybe people in the same industry. I love when I see other business coaches and they're like, this is what I've been doing today, or this is what's on my list today. I love those kinds of posts. I should probably do more of those myself. But if you do want to see examples of this, then make sure you subscribe to my Sunday email. You can subscribe at mydailybusiness.com/subscribe. I've literally been documenting parts of my business life in that email every single Sunday for 7 years. And it's one of the most powerful connection tools that I have in my business. And people do find it very useful, which is lovely. We have a very, very low unsubscribe rate. And some people have been on there literally every Sunday for the whole 7 years. There's also other things that you can find on social media. And if you need more examples, just send me a DM and I can send you some great examples. If you found today's episode helpful, I would love it so much if you could leave a review. These human reviews, these reviews that people are like, oh my God, I found it so helpful. That actually then helps other business owners connect with that review and then connect with the podcast and find the podcast and hopefully get some use and value from it. You can find the show notes for this particular episode at mydailybusiness.com/podcast/536. Thank you so much. And again, if you want to download the weekly planner, just go to mydailybusiness.com/free stuff. Lastly, if you heard it at the start, group coaching is open for the waitlist. You can head on over to mydailybusiness.com/group coaching and put your name down and be the first to know when we start interviewing. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business podcast. For a range of tools to help you grow and start your business, including coaching programs, courses, and templates, check out our shop at mydailybusiness.com/shop. And if you want to get in touch, you can do that via email, hello@mydailybusiness.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram @mydailybusiness_. You can find us on TikTok @mydailybusiness, or find me, Fiona Clarkey, on LinkedIn. I look forward to connecting.